it's kind of a time to look back at 2019, and if you've read the papers, you know, there's some, you know, who died this year, what movies came out, you know, and ugly things like, you know, how many mass murders there were in 2019, what political people took in political office. But, and I think, you know, just we tend to, especially I think we're in a season of pessimism, you know, and pain, that a culture that highlights those terrible things that are going on. But there's some great things going on too. And it's important for us to acknowledge those and to look at those as well. But as you think about the time that we evaluate things, the times that we reflect on things, is usually after something happens, right? There's nothing to evaluate before. But you look at things afterwards and said to review things, to look at how things went. And some people call it being critical. Right? It's like, oh, why are you so critical? Well, I think I like being around people who don't always aren't yes people, or who always see just everything from, you know, I don't want to offend you, you know, but that sermon was terrible. It's like, where were you going with that? I need to hear that. You know, even it's not that I want those things, but it's people, as we evaluate things, we got to take it all in. We got to say, hey, what was good about that vacation? What would we do again? Do we really need to stop at every historical marker, you know, that there is? And the parents say, yeah, we do. And the kids say, man, we want to get to Disneyland, you know. You know, evaluate. What is that's going on? Those things that we do, what happened? What did we enjoy about it? You know, what would be okay if we never did that again? You know, like I tell my wife sometimes, she's really good at experimenting with different foods, you know. And sometimes, you know, they're winners. And the sad thing is, because she just whips stuff together, it's never repeatable. And then other times, it's like, wow, that was a miss. And I'll just say, you know, I can eat this. I said, but it would be okay with me if you didn't ever make this again. You know, let's take that out of the cookbook. But those things, evaluation is really important. Because when we see things that we did right or that we enjoyed or we worked on, we want to do it again. We want to improve on those things. We want to develop those things. We want to focus on those things. Now, all of us start our days, or our job, or an event. We all come with an expectation, right? You enter something, you have an expectation. It's like, I want this to go like this. And the weird thing is, we sometimes can't even verbalize our expectations. But I can tell you, when those expectations aren't met, we're sad. We're disappointed. In fact, some of us even get a little mean. It's like, what happened? What's going on? Well, I thought this was going to happen. Well, you didn't tell anybody. You didn't say anything. And so as you evaluate, we can become aware of, like, what expectations that we have, you know, that maybe we weren't even aware of. And did you know that all of our expectations aren't reasonable? Did you know we can have expectations that just aren't realistic? Hey, it's not realistic because A, it's not possible. B, we can't control other people. Let me say that again, because some of you still think you can. We can't control other people. And so it's a lot of times, sometimes our expectations is built on other people's choices. Well, if you would have just done this, if you would have just done that, I would be happy. Well, that's not your choice. You can talk about it. You can talk about expectations, because good things don't just happen. They just don't just fall together on their own. When we evaluate, we get better at clarifying our expectations or even our desires that we have. One of the challenges of relationships is that we have a ton of expectations that the other person doesn't even know that we expected. And because our normal, right, our normal isn't their normal. And their normal isn't our normal, yet we go in saying, this is how it's going to be, this is how it should be. And good evaluation, as we look at things, as we reflect on things, it's both personal. It's kind of like, what do I want to get out of this? What am I putting into this? What am I trying to do? But it's also communal. It's like in a community. What do we want to expect as a family? This year, you guys do stockings at Christmas? You do stockings? My dad would always just like load up with like the best deals of Spam and of other, you know, weenies and bags, and he would just have a blast going to Save On Drugs down in Southern California, getting the sale stuff or the dollar store kind of stuff. And it was always an adventure. You know, some stuff sat in the pantry for years because nobody wanted to try it. And other times you're like, this is so cool, you know, sriracha sardines. You know, I mean, who wouldn't want that? But we, working out with our kids, we're like, okay, what's the expectations? How do you want to do Christmas stockings? Because my kids say, we have stuff we want to put in our own. And what happened was we'd put our stuff in, and the stockings are made way too small, at least the ones we have. And so we'd have like bags of stuff at the top of them, you know. And they're just like, how about if we can each choose one thing to put in everybody else's and we do our own families? So we're like, that's cool. We'll do that. And so we did it, and some of our kids said, no, we want your stuff. You know, load ours up. And so we did both. You know, these we didn't fill, and these we did. And it just working out those expectations. Had we not talked about it, we couldn't have worked through that. Instead of them being disappointed, like, oh, why did Dad give us all this stuff that we never eat, you know, or whatever. We worked it out. And so their expectations, they had expectations. We have expectations, and we came to a solution where we could, but it wouldn't happen had we not evaluated. When we evaluate, we can plan for reasonable expectations or different expectations. We can improve what we're doing. We can better meet our own expectations and better serve other people and love other people with what they would like. I think one of the most important reasons why we need to evaluate is because God is doing something in us. God's about character. And I know some of us go, you know, I got enough character. You know, that's enough of that. But really, it's only through working through those situations and struggles that we change our attitude, that we see things, that God has desires for us that we have. God wants to bring freedom to us of things that have burdened us. God wants to bring life to us and everybody we touch. Many of us have heard the greatest commandments. You know where that comes from? Jesus said it. It's something that he said. In Matthew 22, in one of the Gospels, records this interaction between Jesus and one of the teachers of the law. Verse 36 of Matthew 22, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." That's why they call this, when you talk about it, they have great commission. End of Matthew says, go into the world and preach the gospel, you know, teaching them the greatest commandment. It's like our sign and like the bulletin says, to love God and love people. One of the things is we talk about evaluation. I see that as loving God with all our mind. That for us to evaluate, for us to review, to reflect on our lives, is really to love God. You know, I know it's not natural. You know, in fact, some of us feel really comfortable flying by the seat of our pants. Okay? We feel that we are intuitively gifted by God to do things without thinking about them. Why do I want to evaluate things? Why do I want to think things? I just do the right thing all the time. Nothing ever comes out of my mouth inappropriate. I react amazingly to things unexpected. And so for you, this may be a difficult message. It's like you have no reason to evaluate or reflect on anything because you're amazing. But for the rest of us, there is something to be gained from it. There's something that God has for us. Here's one reason that we should evaluate, is because God tells us to. It says we are to love Him with all of our mind. God never asks us to do anything because He's self-serving. Anything that God asks us to do is to honor Him and always results in good things. You know, we think about, God, you are good, you are good, you are good. And yet, we can see all this stuff, maybe turmoil in our lives. We're like, how does this go together? How does this go together? As God says, keep your eyes on me, not on the storm. It's only in that place that we exercise faith. You don't need faith when you got everything you need. You only need faith when you don't have what you need. When we evaluate, we honor God, that we expect and want to see good things working through us and working in us. Evaluation really can be a positive experience. You know, I think about, you know, annual reviews. Some of us have employers where you have an annual review. Isn't that just like the fun time of the year? You get to go in that your bonus or your pay raise is based on what percentile you come in, and you get to hear the feedback, and sometimes maybe they write, and you're just like, I'm not sure I want to go in there. I'm not sure I want to know. But evaluation can be a positive experience. I didn't say easy, right? It's not easy, but there's some things that we need to hear, because healthy evaluation helps clarify issues. It reveals potential, and it can renew hope. It's like, wow, there is something good coming out of here. You know, you think that was a terrible day, and somebody comes in and say, man, that was so meaningful, or that was a precious time. You're like, oh, thank you for that evaluation, because I only saw this side of it. There was this side of it. Choosing to follow Christ requires self-examination to make sure that we're growing and overcoming. Lamentations 3, verses 40 and 41, let us examine our ways and test them. Let us return to the Lord. Let us lift up our hearts and our hands to God in heaven. 2 Corinthians 13, 5, examine yourselves, evaluate, reflect, to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test. 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory, both now and forevermore. The idea that we, to grow in our grace and knowledge takes a process. And then Revelations 2:17, those who are victorious will inherit all this and will be... And I will be their God, and they will be my children. It's required. If we don't self-examine, there isn't going to be any change. You know, whether it's a test in school or whether it's a conversation, our marriage and my friendships that I have wouldn't be what they are had we not gone through some evaluation. Say, hey, this isn't working for me. Or I really like that you did this. I think another aspect, really, talk about evaluation, is if we judge ourselves, if we evaluate ourselves, we won't have to be corrected by God and others. I don't know about you, I am highly motivated to avoid uncomfortable situations. I don't like you to tell me where I messed up. I want to figure it out before you go through that, as I hate that pain. Even more, do you want God to tell you, to pull you aside and say, we need to have a talk, come here. Have you ever had this thing, and you knew what that meant, because it means something happened that wasn't good, and we need to have a talk. For me, I get stressed out, I get sweaty palms, and just get under tension when my wife says we need to talk. I was like, oh shoot, what did I do? What did I miss? And I'm just like right onto my brain, man. What did I just blow through? It's just, what's wrong? Everything's okay, really? No, it's all good. I just. But other times, not so much. We want to, this verse in 1 Corinthians 11:31, but if we were more discerning with regard to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. We need to evaluate and reflect on what's not working. What's not going right. Is it so that we don't have to get in trouble by our friends. Or even, I love to, you know, this probably reveals maybe too much about myself, but I want to, if I screw up, I want to go apologize to you before you call me out on it. You know, it's like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. You know, it's just like, oh, will you forgive me? Because I want to discern and pay attention. And I'm always, some, there's things I miss, just like you, but I want to be, so the Holy Spirit's not convicting me, but affirming and saying, we both know you messed up, but I really liked how you recovered from that. I really like how you confessed that. Because God's interested in how we are and what's going on in our hearts. When all is said and done, we want to hear this evaluation from our master. His master replied in Matthew 25:21, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share in your master's happiness. That's really that investment that God says, hey, I got this assignment for you. I want you to take care of this relationship, these talents, these gifts, and I want you to go and invest them. I want you to be responsible. And the only way you and I are going to get better at those things is doing some investment analysis. Say, I just spent all this time and money and got nothing for my return. It's like, well, maybe it's you're investing in the wrong place. Holy Spirit, would you help me see where we need to be investing? Those things as we, hopefully, as you think about evaluation, that it's nothing that should be scary. In fact, I've asked my kids this because I learned it in a counseling class or conversations to be brave and say, I ask my kids, how can I be a better dad? Tell me what I can do to be a better dad. Tell me what you would help encourage you better. I want to know. I want to be the best dad I can be. And if you're really brave, ask your spouse, how can I be a better spouse? What is it that I say that drives you crazy? What is it that disappoints you? What is it that discourages you? What encourages you? What makes you love me? What is it that you see in me that gives you hope and who God is, that encourages your faith? To evaluate, to be open and available, because guess what? None of us have it all figured out. Evaluation, it really is a confession saying, I know there's some things that I'm messing up. And I know there's some things that need to get straightened out. I would love some of you younger high school students to go to your parents and say, how can I be a better teenager? How can I grow in my faith? And your parents can say, how can I be a better parent to a teenager? How can I love you? How can I support you? How can I encourage you? You know, where do I hang on too tight to you that I need to let go of? Because in that process, right, love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. To reflect on these, to ask those things. I see in the Bible a lot of instructions to evaluate. And I'm going to key on some words here. The first one is inspect. Instructions to evaluate, inspect. Proverbs 6, a lot of us are familiar with this, verses 6 through 8. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest. What's fascinating by language is that language, words communicate meaning and ideas. Although we're going to see the word consider in these verses that I've chose, they are not the same Greek or Hebrew word behind them. This word consider out of Proverbs has to do with inspect. Go in and evaluate, looking at ants, how they live. They're not being told what to do. They see what needs to be done, and they're doing it. To inspect those situations that you see, that I want to be have a successful business. I want to have a great marriage. I want to have a good relationship with my kids. I want to have friends that invite me over. I want to have friends to play with. Evaluate, inspect those situations where that's happening. Reflect. Proverbs, another scripture from Proverbs. It's a trap to dedicate something rashly, only later to consider, and the word behind consider here is to kind of to reflect on, one's vows. You want to think through what you're committing to. You want to think through before you do it, not after. I know my wife, I've shared with you before, she says, Scott, whenever you commit to do something, it always costs me something. And this week, I committed to, before we start our middle school class next Sunday in the conference room, my wife asked if the classrooms could get painted, because if you saw our conference room, it had not been painted in probably 10 or more years and had lots of different stuff on the wall. And so 2 days after Christmas was the one day we could do it, just looking at what next week's gonna, I said, let's go paint. And my wife was exhausted and she was looking forward to the time off. And so note to self, just because you think it's a good time for you doesn't mean it's a good time for your wife. Because I really appreciate your painting. Luckily, I was able to email my friend Bob Wilson, and he said, I'll come down. I'll come help you. And so we cranked out the conference room and two classrooms, and it looks really good. And we had to, I have to get after Melinda. And they did a project where they did handprints of the kids, and it took 3 coats of paint to cover up the red. The red handprint kept bleeding through. And I know that the kids had a great memory of it because they had their names by them. But it was those things that I evaluate, even though my wife says, yeah, sure, I can do that. She's really gracious. But she got cranky in the middle of it for some reason. She got cranky. I'm like, what's going on? And to evaluate, it's like, okay, just because somebody says, yeah, no problem, as I know her heart is that, is that we all have limited limitations. We can't just keep the gas on all the time. To evaluate, it's okay. And for me, I want a great marriage. Life is not fun when Jackie's mad, okay? Just saying. And those of you know Jackie, you just have a hard time picturing a mad Jackie, you know? She's very gracious, but I know her. I know when she's unhappy. And so I evaluate, note to self, God, would you, just because you got the energy and you are driven to do this, doesn't mean you get to drag other people into it. Inspect, reflect, and I'm going to call this one compare and contrast. Romans 11:22, consider to see that the old New King James called behold, look at this, see, take a look. Therefore, the kindness and sternness of God, sternness to those who fell, but kindness to you, provided that you continue in his kindness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off. As we evaluate, there's some things that end in death. To say, this happens, then this happens. If this happens, then this happens. To compare and contrast, look at what you want to get out of something. You know, Satan would love for us never to evaluate. Never to think about the consequences of our choices. Just do what you want to do. What feels right at the moment. You'll figure it out as you go. I don't know about you, but things get really screwed up when I go just as the feeling hits me. I mean, quite honestly, I do things on purpose that go badly. Why would I trust things to go haphazardly, expect them to go well? And then correlate as we evaluate, putting things together. Hebrews 10:23-25, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider, you want to perceive and understand how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. To correlate, I'm a terrible correlator. You know, I did not realize that I had a lactose intolerance. Some of you have a lactose intolerance, know what I'm talking about. My daughter takes this little pill, you know, before she has ice cream or milk or something. And I was like, you know what? I went to my doctor. I said, you know, I have this going on. You know, my stomach feels bloated sometimes. She goes, are you lactose intolerant? I said, no, I don't think so. And she goes, do me an experiment. For the next, month, don't have any milk products. And I love cheese. Anybody love cheese here? I love all kinds of cheese. Stinky cheese, sweet cheese, dry cheese, wet cheese. We keep bags of mozzarella, shredded mozzarella, and bags of Mexi blended cheese. I'm thinking, and I was crying. But things changed inside here. I'm like, oh my goodness. Part of me was happy to know it, another part just cried. It's like, no, my wife got me oat milk, which by the way isn't too bad, but it just, those things, I'm terrible at correlating. Some of us need people to help correlate. Like, do you realize when you hang out with this person, you got a stinky attitude when you come home? Do you realize when you start getting stressed out, you start getting mean? To correlate and think about, evaluate, because there's two things that happen. One is you got an attitude and change. We had this rule. Actually, it came up. My wife would say early, that's a number of years ago. She said, when you decide to do something, Scott, we'd be in discussion about doing something that she knew I wasn't totally on board with. She says, if you say we're going to do this, you can't complain about it yet later. Okay? In other words, I can't just say yes to please. I have to say yes because I'm all in. And I was like, because I'd never correlate. It's like when I say yes to something just because somebody else wants to, I have a bad attitude. If things get hard or they don't want to, or I get halfway through and I'm tired, I start complaining about it. I didn't want to do this anyways. She called me on it. She said, if you say yes to this, we're in this discussion, because she's correlated. It's like, he's not in. He's going to, this is your fault. I told you this wasn't going to work out. She said, if you say yes to this, you can't complain about it later. I was like, okay, I'm all in. Because it helped, she evaluated and correlated, forced me to evaluate and correlate. What am I committing to? What am I going to step into with a good attitude? Is this what God called me to do? Is this the loving thing to do? Is this the right thing to do? Is this the health-bringing thing to do? If it is, I'm all in. And then when things get hard, I keep my mouth shut. Why? Because my attitude has already been addressed back here. Evaluate. It got rid of a bunch of junk in our relationship when I didn't go back and say, hey, complain about something that I said yes to and then complain about later. That's just not fair to anybody. Correlate. And the last one, we're going to jump to respond. Respond. Mark 4, 24 and 25. Consider carefully, in other words, take care of, protect it, take care of what you hear. Jesus said this a lot. He says, I'm going to say something, you need to pay attention. This is valuable information I'm giving you. It says, with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. And even more, verse 25, whoever has will be given more. Who does not have, even what they have will be taken away from them. We got to take care, evaluate, and respond. God's going to give you wisdom. For me, it was reality. As I talked about that attitude that Jackie confronted me on, that I wasn't all in, that I would throw it back in her face, that I would bail before something was done. There was some wisdom there. Now I get to walk it out. I just encourage you. Reflecting and evaluating is hard, but there's life on the other side. There's relationship on the other side. There's wholeness on the other side. I'll just say it. I like who I'm becoming. I am not the same guy who stepped up here 6 years ago. You guys remember, a few of us were here when I am not the same guy, whether you realize it or not. I think you probably do. But I am a different person because of some evaluation, some Holy Spirit, some of you. talking to me? Evaluation, I just pray as you look at 2020, there's some things that God wants you to continue. He's like, man, you're on the right track. Keep doing this. Keep expanding what I've called you to do. There's some stuff that isn't productive that you need to drop off, that you need to step away from, or at least change the priority of, shift some priorities. The pastors are famous for this, but in closing, some questions to ask of yourself as you think about evaluating. The first one is, what am I grateful for? That's an easy one, isn't it? Maybe yes, maybe no. But to sit down, this is really, some of these say, as you come to year end, people do these at end of the year or beginning of the year. I honestly looked at these, I'm like, I shouldn't wait a year to do this. I should do this in some sense every week, every month. That way you keep it. I honestly, as I went through some of these questions, I did them and I'm like, I had forgotten what God had done in me. Until I went back and looked at them, like, oh my gosh, God did some really cool things this year in me, and I forgot about them. It just was a great way to rehearse. What am I grateful for? Number two, what did I learn this year? What are the things that God was teaching me? And this is what I was talking about. I went back and looked at my notes and journals and stuff, books that I'd written. I was like, oh my goodness. I learned, what did you learn about yourself, about your spouse, about your family? What did you learn about God? What did you learn about your need for Him? What did you learn about your strengths or weaknesses? What did you learn about your identity in Christ? What did you learn about your ability to listen and follow the Holy Spirit? All those things were things rooted in what I was learning this year. Next question, you know, where did I go? What did I experience? Just thinking about it. It's like, what vacations did you go on? What trip to the coast did you do to get away? Reflect on those good things that happened, what God revealed to you, what part of that process, like, I got to do that again. That was refreshing. That was relationship building. That was fun. Did you know Christians are supposed to have fun? Fun. Enjoy. What do I know better today than I did a year ago? Here's the next one. If I died tonight, who would carry my casket? Would those six people know me, really, really know me? Good questions. You know, I'm challenged. It's difficult for a pastor to have deep friendships in a church. I've tried, and I will continue to try. And some of you I have growing friendships with, but it's difficult because people tend to keep you on a pedestal. Like, you're a pastor because you got it all figured out. People who are willing to hang out with me a little bit know that I've got issues. But it's because of Jesus. And so I'm challenged. In fact, one of the things I do, I'm hungry for those deeper friendships, and I still want them with you. But I've connected with some pastors here in town. And deep conversations about our stories, about what God's doing, about our struggles. It's been so good. It's been so cool. Am I closer to God today than I was this time last year? What is my vision for next year? Who are those six friends that God's calling me to invest in and to allow them into my life to know who I really am? God, will you help me see your vision for my life this next year? Will you help me grow closer friendships to people? Because I want those kind of friendships that would know that I want to be your casket guy. I want to be one of those guys when you die, man. I'm carrying you, man. I'm carrying you. You're my friend. I want those kind of guys who are honored to carry me. And lastly, am I open to God's will for my life? Even if it takes me in a radically different direction. Even if it takes me out of my comfort zone. Great questions. take time to reflect. Take time to evaluate. Believe it or not, that's loving God. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for your word. Oh, Lord, as I think about it, your word is so alive. It's sharp. It's intentional. It's directed. It's transforming. It's revealing. It's convicting. But most of all, it's life-giving. Lord, I pray for our church. I pray for us personally to evaluate and to love you, God, with all of our mind. I pray in community that we would evaluate, because some of us have great opinions about ourselves that need to be adjusted in love. Lord, those things that we are good at that we're not acknowledging and gifted at, those things that we maybe are blind to, that we would never know unless we have those close friendships and relationships to challenge us in. Lord, I pray because of this evaluation that 2020 will be fruitful. This is close 2019, our last service 2019. If you're here, and I'm going to ask it regular, and if you're uncomfortable, I don't apologize. But if you